Thanks for joining us on AutoLine Daily again. We're back on the floor of the Detroit Auto Show. It's another day. That means there's a ton more reveals that have happened. So let's dive into some of what we saw. We'll start out with the Toyota Avalon. We're here in their booth. Why not? It's a great looking new car. The big thing is this grill on this car. Oh my gosh. It's kind of like a mashup of their hexagonal grill and the Lexus spindle grill. Not sure how I feel about it yet. I think I got to look at it a little bit more, but I'd love to know what you think. But here's some of the specs on this car. Designed and engineered in the US, it's also going to be produced in America as well. There's a 2.5-liter four-cylinder hybrid that will be going in here. Also a 3.5-liter V6. That gets mated to an 8-speed automatic trans. It comes standard with Toyota Safety Sense. That's the automaker's suite of driver assist features, and it goes on sale in the spring of this year. You also may notice way behind us here is the Lexus booth. They unveiled the LF1 Limitless. You know, we talked a little bit about design on the Avalon here. That thing is a radical design, and they actually say it's going to hint at future design on vehicles for the group. Also, another big announcement, Ram unveiled the new 1500 pickup truck. It seems like trucks is the theme of this year's show. It's nearly 225 pounds lighter than the outgoing model. The frame actually uses 98% high-strength steel. Powertrains for this truck. It gets a 3.5-liter Pentastar V6, 5.7-liter Hemi V8, but both of those get a mild hybrid system, and it's going to add a lot of performance to those engines. It adds 90 pound-feet of torque to the V6 and 130 to the V8. Mild refresh on the truck. You can see it gets a new grille. The interior gets updated as well. That gets the new Uconnect infotainment system. There's so much to talk about on this truck. We can't cover it all here, but you can get a link in the transcript, or we'll provide a link down below if you're watching on YouTube. There's a heck of a lot more for us to talk about here down at the show. Stay tuned. We got more coming.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
All right, we're back. We're here in the Nissan booth. We've got the Nissan X-Motion concept behind me here. Three-row SUV with seating for up to six. The interior, it's dominated by this large center console that stretches all the way back into the second row. And even though it's a pretty wild design, Nissan says it showcases the company's new design language. It's going to be interesting to see how this fits into some of their future vehicles. Okay, now we're going to move over to Infiniti. They showed their Q Inspiration concept. It's a sedan, kind of got coupe-like styling to it. No production vehicle coming off of this one, though. This is just meant to showcase Infiniti's new technology. It's got Nissan's ProPilot autonomous system in it. It features the automaker's variable compression engine, and the compact engine actually allows for a more spacious interior design for the car. And then another new vehicle that we need to talk about, Volkswagen showed off the Jetta. It's a mild refresh of the car, but it does have some nice new styling to it. It actually now rides on the automaker's MQB architecture. It has the same 1.4-liter turbo engine in it. It gets mated to a 6-speed manual or an 8-speed automatic, and that will go on the sale in the second quarter of this year. And the good part about that is that you don't always see this with more new technology and everything coming into cars. It is actually less than the outgoing model. It starts at $18,500. But like before, stay tuned. We got even more coming.
Lear Kinexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
We're back. We're here in Detroit. More reveals to talk about. You know, Honda showed off the Insight prototype yesterday, but sister company Acura had the RDX prototype. Even though it's called a prototype, We feel like this vehicle is actually pretty production ready looking to us. And you know what? It's got those shark fins we've been talking about lately too. It's going to be built on an Acura exclusive platform, and some of the design elements on this vehicle are carried over from the Acura Precision concept that was shown a few years back at this very show. It comes with a turbo four-cylinder engine. It's a 2-liter, 10-speed auto trans comes with it. And on the interior, it's got a new setup on the interior, of course, but there's a new touchpad that controls the infotainment system, and they call it a one-to-one. You know, wherever you put your hand on the touchpad, it corresponds to the same spot on the screen. And that vehicle goes on sale in the middle of this year. And we're here in the Hyundai booth. Right behind me, we've got some Veloster's, and it's an all-new design for that car. It looks similar to the old car, of course, but it's a little more massaged, a little bit of a softer design to it. And it also keeps that little third door that everybody seemed to love on this car. Under the hood, lots of options for this car. A 2-liter engine makes 147 horsepower. 1.6-liter turbo makes 201. But what everybody's going to be excited about is the new N Performance model that gets a 2-liter turbo, which makes 275 horsepower. You know that's going to be a fun car to drive. There are lots of other upgrades with that N Performance model, brakes, exhaust, all kinds of stuff. We actually did a video about all of that stuff yesterday. You can check that out. You can check out all the videos we put out yesterday on our website and YouTube channel. And there's even more coming today. Gotta check that out as well. But that is gonna wrap up this show. We thank you for joining AutoLine Daily.